Écricom 2006, épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 13. French grandees face the unthinkable, a female in charge. She is elegant, self-assured, strong on what interests her, families, schools, the environment, sensibly vague on the rest, foreign affairs, the economy. And according to three polls this month, she could be France's first female president. The China in a bull shop, as one commentator called her this week, is Ségolène Royal, a former minister who now heads the regional government of Poitou-Charentes, and in a field of aging and depressingly familiar male faces, is suddenly looking like the obvious socialist challenger to conservative Nicolas Sarkozy in next year's presidential poll. The polls look unambiguous. In two of three polls conducted recently, her ratings pipped those of the thrusting interior minister, Mr. Sarkozy, and in all three she finished far ahead of veteran socialists' rivals. Untainted by the row over the EU constitution last year, Ms. Royal has the backing of 76% of leftist sympathisers. She is also benefiting from the sexism of some leading socialists. When rumours that she might run began circulating, a former Prime Minister, Laurent Fabius, asked, "But who will look after the children?" Publicly, Ms. Royal, an MP since 1988, has so far merely said she is ready to take part in the debate and available if the French people and the socialists desire. But her new association, Future Desires, is busily channeling and organising the wave of popular support for her candidacy, and her campaign, in all but name, is already underway. That poses a problem for Ms. Royal's partner, the affable François Hollande, who, as socialist leader, is not only a potential, if unlikely, candidate himself, but must try to prevent his party's half-dozen presidential hopefuls tearing each other to shreds before the official nomination in November. He denies her popularity as an issue for the party or for the couple, insisting this week, "I'm not going to hold it against Ségolène for being popular. That would be absurd. She has strengths that the French recognise." Born in Senegal, the daughter of an army officer, Ms. Royal was a brilliant student, finishing at the elite Sciences Po and École Nationale d'Administration in Paris in the late 1970s. In her year were Dominique de Villepin, the Prime Minister, and Mr. Hollande. A protégé of the late François Mitterrand, who greatly admired her, she served as a minister three times, as Environment Minister, Schools Minister, and Minister for Women and the Family. Her record is rock solid, saving wetlands from a motorway, campaigning against pornography and violence on TV, boosting sex education, battling for equal pay for women, and bringing in paternity leave. Her detractors, of whom there are plenty in the socialist ranks, decry her lack of experience and pronouncements on the key big picture issues. But her supporters insist the electorate can no longer be bought by empty generalizations from arrogant, aging politicians uninterested in voters' day-to-day lives. Fin du texte numéro 13.